dozens of kids stream into Elizabeth Paradovich Hall singing in Tlingit. Most of them wear red and black regalia dotted with mother-of-pearl buttons. One wears a Chilkat robe with yellow, black, and blue form-line designs. First Alaskans Institute President and CEO Lagunai Liz Medicine Crow says it's the start of a monumental day.
While we celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day, we can also celebrate the magnitude of this moment.
Monday concluded 3 days of events meant to acknowledge the 1962 closure of Memorial Presbyterian Church, which was once located where the Juneau Fire Hall now stands. For decades, the church served a primarily Alaska Native congregation. Reverend Walter Soboloff became the church's pastor in 1940, preaching in both Tlingit and English. But in 1962, the Presbyterian Church closed Soboloff's church and loaned money to a non-Native congregation to build a new one. At the time, they cited a new policy to end segregated churches. But for Alaska Native people, Medicine Crow says, the closure meant the loss of a community hub.
These are not theoretical harms. These are real harms. These are physical, spiritual, emotional, financial harms that our community endured.
On Sunday, church leaders delivered a long-awaited apology. Reverend Bronwyn Boswell leads the U.S. denomination of the Presbyterian Church. She spoke at Kuneahiri Northern Light United Church, just a few blocks away from where Memorial Presbyterian Church once stood.
The Presbyterian Church USA apologizes for the act of spiritual abuse committed by the Presbyterian Church's decision of closure.
The apology comes after years of advocacy by a group of Alaska Native church members. 2 years ago, the church's Native Ministries Committee came up with a list of actions and monetary contributions that could make up an apology. Some have already happened. For example, Northern Light United Church added Kuneahiri to its name, which means People's House of Healing in Tlingit. They've also committed to funding scholarship programs, incorporating Tlingit language into church services, and adding Alaska Native art and architecture to the building. Frida Westman is a member of the Native Ministries Committee.
What I'm excited about is bringing in younger people and children with the language, with the cultural practices, and seeing how those can be woven together in order to celebrate within the church setting our culture.
At Monday's event, national church leaders gave $100,000 to Sea Alaska Heritage Institute to support language revitalization efforts. The local church gave Tlingit and Haida more than $4,000 for the tribe's cultural programs. Future payments will support other educational opportunities and tribal programs. Tlingit and Haida President Chahya Ish Richard Peterson says it's important to acknowledge the role churches have played in colonization and language loss throughout Alaska.
I hope that the churches really do step up and take their role in the healing as they took the role in the damage.
There's also a new sign outside the Juneau Fire Hall. It describes the closure of Soboloff's church and the Presbyterian Church's commitment to reparations. In Juneau, I'm Katie Anastas.